Hey there, thanks for joining me. This podcast is all about sharing positive advice and wisdom for daily life and recovery. In this episode, we're going to talk about 10 habits of highly successful sober college students. It's already almost that time of year again. School will be back in session soon, and college students are about to head back to campus to reunite with their friends for another year of academics. However, for many students, studying is likely to take a back seat to partying and substance abuse. If you're a sober student heading back to college for the first time, it's really important that you set yourself up for success by instilling habits that will protect your sobriety. Being immersed in a culture where students' goals are to party every weekend can be rough, especially if you're in recovery. However, having the tools to stay sober will make all the difference. Here are 10 habits of highly successful college students that you can practice in your own life. Number one, they surround themselves with other sober, successful students. One of the best ways to maintain your sobriety is to surround yourself with other sober people who are actively working to maintain their own sobriety. If you're a student in recovery, you might consider connecting with a group of sober students on campus, check out off-campus sober living programs, or look for Sober Greek Life if it's available. Not all college campuses have recovery-oriented services, but getting connected with a campus counselor is a good way to find out if your college offers anything. Number two, they anticipate relapse and prepare for it. It shouldn't come as a surprise that college students in recovery face higher risks of relapse. College can be a really stressful time, not to mention doing it sober. As a student in recovery, it would be wise to anticipate the challenges that come with the college lifestyle and come up with a plan for how you'll address them. Being aware of triggers and having a plan in place to address those things will help you avoid relapse, even in the face of temptation. Maintaining regular contact with your sponsor, sober mentor, or sober house manager will also help you stay accountable to your sobriety goals over the course of the semester. Number three, they keep their sobriety in perspective. Successful sober students focus on what's really important: getting good grades, gaining important life skills and knowledge, and enjoying all the freedom and fun that college life has to offer. None of these things require drugs or alcohol. By avoiding that scene, challenging yourself to reach your full potential, and reminding yourself that sobriety is key to a healthy and satisfying life, you'll be more likely to keep your recovery in perspective and less tempted to find the many opportunities to use on campus. Number four, they avoid high-risk situations. Steering clear of high-risk situations like parties is a surefire way to stay sober. These types of activities are risky for people in recovery because alcohol and drugs are typically more accessible. Number five, they find creative and healthy ways to manage stress. Regular yoga practice, daily meditation, journaling, and prioritizing a hobby are all things that will help you de-stress and relax when the rigors of student life set in. Even with the anxiety and stress that accompanies finals week or a particularly challenging course load, implementing healthy coping strategies will also help you manage stress and anxiety without turning to drugs or alcohol. Number six, they prioritize a clean, safe, and sober living environment for themselves. Successful students in recovery make it a priority to safeguard their living environment by enrolling in a sober living program, living in a sober dorm, or just living at home instead of on campus. Staying sober in college will be much, much easier if you have a clean, safe, and substance-free place to live. Many students in recovery choose to live in a sober living house to maintain some distance from an alcohol-saturated college campus environment and reap the benefits of a sober community. Number seven, they maintain a sense of balance in everyday life. Staying busy, but not too busy, is key to maintaining a balanced lifestyle in college. It's easy to overdo the studying and schoolwork or just neglect it completely. So it's important to follow a schedule or daily routine that prioritizes both work and play. Consider creating a schedule for yourself that allows time for self-care, studying, hobbies, and rest. Keeping things balanced will help you prevent additional stress and anxiety. Number 8, they take advantage of recovery support resources for sober students. Although, like we mentioned before, not all college campuses provide recovery support services, but many do. If you're new to sobriety and you're thinking about heading back to college, consider choosing a college that offers resources, like sober residence halls, collegiate recovery programs, sober fraternities and sororities, and substance-free events. Number 9, they plan for an alternative spring break. Nothing kills sobriety more than an unplanned spring break. College students are notorious for packing their bags and heading to some tropical paradise for a full week of binge drinking and partying. As a sober student, this can leave you feeling isolated or bored while everyone else is away on vacation. Instead of sitting around with nothing to do, plan your own spring break trip with sober friends. Spend your spring break hiking through a national park, floating down a river, or taking off on a road trip down the famous Route 66. Not only will sober activities like these keep your mind off alcohol and drugs, but you'll also probably find that sober vacations are much more fulfilling and memorable when they're not filled with awful hangovers. Number 10, they get involved with the local community. Volunteering regularly or joining a community organization will help you feel more connected and keep you from feeling isolated as a sober college student. Studies show that volunteering provides several benefits for people in addiction recovery, including improving mental and physical health, fostering a sense of community and purpose, and combating boredom. These tips are great ways to start living your best life, even as a college student in recovery. If you have questions, comments, or you want to suggest a topic for our next episode, email me at kelsey.brown@novarecoverycenter.com.